Brian Morgan with Columbus, Brian Hedger with the Columbus Dispatch. Your NHL executive career started, I think it was short term, in Detroit, your hometown, moved on to Atlanta, and then obviously the time in Carolina as well, and now you're in Columbus. I'm wondering, those are the last three are, I guess, what you'd call non-traditional hockey markets. They're not original six, that kind of thing. Is it just the way things kind of played out in your career, or is there something about kind of, you know, succeeding in those type of markets that attracts your attention?
That's a great question, because, you know, I started my first franchise in San Diego in the IHL. I was there 5 years. I went to Orlando and started another franchise, and there was a pit stop in Detroit for years, assistant GM, and won the cup, so that was an easy stop. And then I got hired by Ted Turner in 1998 to start the Atlanta franchise, and so after starting the two minor league franchises, you know, it was the exact same thing you had to do with NHL, just a lot more people, a lot more dollars, so it's given that opportunity. But I joke after I went to San Diego that I'm from Michigan, and I'm a north-south guy, so I don't go too far east or too far west. So I went from Detroit, Orlando, to Detroit, to Atlanta, to stop in Pittsburgh for a couple of years, to Raleigh, back to Columbus. So I've kind of kept this road map north and south, which I've been very fortunate to be able to do.
Adam, you're on the left, second row.
The thought process around here has been every year that this team is really close. It's got a great young core. Curious, from the outside perspective, I mean, if you just go back 2 months ago, if someone said, what is the Columbus Blue Jackets organization in your mind, what did you think of this team?
Well, we knew they were going to play hard. They weren't going to give up at all. They were probably, toward the end of the year, had so many players out, missing some of the higher level skilled players. You know, because we had played here the last game, but we had played here sometime in March, I don't know the exact date. It was a similar type game. We won the game there, or Raleigh did, or South Carolina did. But the team always played hard. And the kids, you know, there was a number of kids, I call them kids because they're young, that we always talked about that make a difference. And they also played hard. You know, the hard team to play against with some of the guys, the Bensons and the Liberties of the world. So that's what I say. There's a lot of injuries that happened this year, of course. We got to get some younger players to take that next step and continue to develop our kids that we have going right now. But I think, again, I'm just repeating myself, that if I wouldn't be standing here if I didn't think we had any chance, that's for sure.
Craig Moose, the row right. You have experience with an outdoor game down in Carolina. Columbus gets their first on March 1st. What can you tell the people of Columbus, the fans, the players, the organization, about that experience, and how can that help the franchise?
It's one of the, besides winning the Stanley Cup, it's probably the best experience I've ever had in the National Hockey League. Our fans, absolutely, it was off the charts. I can't say enough things about this. It's, you know, it's something that you really get to do once in a great while. And I know our fans, you know, we have a little difference. We have 60,000 seats, and you know, they gave us 30,000 seats there, and it was the rest of the day before we were sold out, and ended up selling all the tickets. I know you got a bigger stadium here, but it's, I can't say enough good things about how the fans will enjoy that day. You know, the NHL puts on great events, and with the Blue Jackets staff here assisting, it'll be an outstanding event. But everything's going to go perfect. You know, we can't control Mother Nature. It cooperated well for us in Raleigh, so I'm sure we'll hear in Columbus.
For you, just about the fans, I know you asked about them a little bit, but they've been through a lot, and since the franchise has been around, we know that there's no overnight fixes. But what is the message to the fans that are kind of hoping to see a winner sooner rather than later?
You know, I think if I understand the whole question, you know, the expectations are something that we will talk about at some point. Right now, we want to talk about how we're going to build this thing through the next few months. You know, fans. I mean, I've watched here the support that this community has shown all I can say is with our team here that we got going on and that we're going to continue to build off of, we're going to be a better team. Ask me the same question in 3 months and I'll tell you how much better we'll be.
Okay, and just regarding Carolina, the timing of a head coach signing an extension and then the general manager leaving is pretty unique. Could you just shed some light regarding this and whether, like, what was your level of involvement in that situation?
Well, the level of involvement was I did it, so no doubt about that. You know, it was just... that's a different situation with Rod. Rod played there as a player, won a cup there, family lives there, didn't want to go anyplace. He wanted to stay in Carolina. So, you know, regardless of what was in the back of my mind when I was doing this, because we started doing it back in January, which I had no thoughts I was going to leave at the end of the year. I was the general manager that wanted to make sure the owner wanted to stay, he wanted to stay, so I had a fifth friend. What I do as the general manager, make sure I make that happen, which I did. So it was, again, we worked on that. We had pretty much done it months ago, and then we got closer to the playoffs, and he wanted me to get all his assistant coaches done. And so that's why the time, and we just went to, we decided we weren't going to do it during the playoffs. We'd do it after, now it's after the end of the season.
Okay,
Eric,
Andrew, go ahead, Eric.
Thank you. Don? I just had a question referring back to your previous organization. Working for an unorthodox owner like Tom Dundon, how challenging was that? And did that out-of-the-box thinking that the organization had to do benefit you in any way and or help you grow as a manager?
Well, first, you know, if you look at sports in general, new owners that are coming in the league, most of them are a lot more, first of all, they're younger than ever, you know, because the amount of money that these people obviously have done well in their career to get into sports, and they think differently. And the one thing I'll say about Tom and I, you know, we were together for 6 years, and, you know, we had lots of discussions, we had some debates, but, you know, we were always supportive of each other when the decision was made, whether it was his decision, his, you know, the feelings were mine. But one thing with Tom that I run in the middle too is just think outside the box. You know, we get stuck sometimes in our mind. And again, I was running the business side too, but he always said, you know, maybe there's a better way to do that. And the same when you come on your team, maybe there's a better way to build your team and that. So, you know, Tom and I are on good terms, obviously, because I was asked to meet. I used to talk to him 8 to 10 times when I worked for him. I still talk to him a few times a day when I don't work for him. So it's all good there. And, you know, the one thing I do feel good about moving in from a business standpoint and a hockey team standpoint in a good spot. So that makes me feel good about that.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Eric.
No, I'm fine. I just forgot to raise my hand. Sorry.
No worries. Any more last questions here before we bring off the lines? Go ahead, Hedge.
I guess just in general, I mean, you've addressed this partly in several questions, but when you look at what the job is that's ahead of you, it seems like there's a lot to get done, a lot to do, and just how eager are you to get started on that, and is it a little bit daunting when you look at all the stuff that needs to be done here?
I've kind of mapped out the last, since I knew this was going to happen, a roadmap of how things have to happen. Now that I'm here physically, which I've been in a day or two here and there that I need to sell a house or my wife will sell a house. I'll be here now the rest of the summer, so it's not overtasking. It's time, you know. It's time, and you know, like I said, I got to spend a lot of time with the staff here. You know, again, you come in a new situation, and I see what I see from the outside. I think our strengths, maybe their weaknesses. I could be completely wrong, you know, until I get down and meet with everybody. So that's going to be the fun part for me, is getting to know everybody. And we have to make some changes someplace, or make those decisions and move on.
Great. All right, with that, I'll ask JD, Mike, John, just to step in front of the
Thank you, everybody.